Well, Jane visited the orphanage where 2 years ago she adopted Cokie. She found a Mr. and Mrs. Craig in charge instead of the motherly Mrs. Duffy. They are a penny-pinching old couple demanding strict discipline of the orphans. Jane talked over with them the plan for the party Cokie wants to throw for his former fellow orphans. This episode takes place the following morning in two scenes. The Aces' bungalow, and then to the orphanage. But first to the bungalow, we find Jane and her maid, Laura. Listen.
And you've got to help me plan the menu for the party, Laura. Now, come on and suggest something.
I don't know, ma'am.
What do you mean you don't know? There's going to be 50 children, and we've got to give them a party. Now, think of something children would like to eat and suggest it to me.
Well, ice cream, ma'am.
Ice cream? Oh, you're not very suggestive, if that's the best you can think of.
Well, you see, ma'am, I never worked with his children. I'm all on cooking for grown-ups.
Oh, you're going to be a big help, I can see that. I've got more things on my mind, and now I have to plan this whole thing myself. Where's Cokie? What time is it?
5 to 10, ma'am.
He said 10 o'clock. I wish he'd hurry. Well, let me see. First, I think we'll have soup.
Soup's nice, ma'am.
Yes. Soup. I'll write that down. Children should eat soup.
They should, ma'am?
Sure.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that, ma'am. You see, I'm all on cooking for grown...
Yes, I know, Laura. You're certainly a mess. Well, let it go. Now, let me see. After soup, I think the main course. And then dessert.
That is a nice, ma'am.
Yes, but what's the main course? That's the question. Chicken?
Chicken's nice, ma'am.
How about chicken a la king?
Chicken a la king's nice, ma'am.
But hot.
Hot is nice, ma'am.
Oh, stop saying the same thing over and over.
Yes, ma'am. I was only trying to help.
Well, all right. I'll write it down. Chicken a la king. On toast, I think.
Toast is not...
Laura.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I think we'll have it on toast.
Yes, I guess that's all right.
And then dessert. Ice cream?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, how about pie?
Pie?
Yes.
I guess so.
Well, maybe pie with ice cream on it.
That's all right, I guess.
Oh, what are you, my guest, ma'am?
Well, you see, ma'am, I don't know a lot about children. I'm all on cooking for grown-ups.
I know. You told me that.
Yes, ma'am. I told you when I took this job I didn't know anything about children.
I know, but did I know then that Cokie would want to give a party for the orphanage when you first came here?
No, ma'am.
Of course I didn't. He just decided on this 2 days ago.
He's an awful sweet boy, Cokie.
I'll say the word he is. How many boys would be that thoughtful? Most boys would want to forget the days when they were an orphan, but not Cokie. He's so glad he's out of the orphanage and doing so good that he wants to go back and give this party for all the kids there.
Yes, ma'am. He's awful considerate.
Yes. But where is he? Is it 10 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am. It's just 10 now.
Oh, I hate people that are impromptu. And I've got so many things to do this morning. I don't know if I'm going on horseback.
Well, can I do something to help you, ma'am?
Oh, no, not this. It's something I have to do myself. It's a secret. I can't tell you, and don't ask me.
No, ma'am.
Why? Because I had to swear I wouldn't tell anybody. But you'll have to do all this cooking and getting things ready for the party, Laura. I'll have enough to do arranging the entertainment and things like that.
Yes, ma'am. I'll do what I can, ma'am. When is the party going to be?
Oh, one day next week. I'll let you know in plenty of time. I have to go over to the orphanage this morning and talk to that Mr. and Mrs. Craig again and settle the day and everything. But before I go there, I have to drive way out someplace and, well, I've got things to do. Oh, there he is. Let him in, Laura.
Yes, ma'am. I was just going to.
At last. Well, hurry, Laura.
I am, ma'am. I'm hurrying.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Cokie.
Is my mother here?
Yes, she's waiting for you.
Here I am, Cokie.
Well, did you see Mrs. Duffy?
No, Mrs. Duffy isn't there anymore.
Mrs. Duffy isn't there?
No, there's a Mr. and Mrs. Craig now.
What happened to Mrs. Duffy?
They let her go, Mr. Craig said, but that doesn't matter because we're going to give the party anyhow.
Gee, I was hoping to see Mrs. Duffy again, too.
Well, she's not there, Cokie, and there's no use crying over spoiled milk. Now, here's what Mr. Craig told me. He'll let you give the party, but we have to rent the banquet hall. He said he'd rent it to us for $25.
Rent us the banquet hall?
Yes.
They don't rent that.
They certainly do. Mr. Craig does.
But they never used to. Not when I was there. The kids used to play in there all the time. We had a lot of fun there.
Well, things have changed all over, Cokie. Look at Europe.
But $25. I only got $20 saved up for the whole party. What am I going to do?
Well, don't you worry your little head about that, Cokie. Mother's going to take care of everything.
You mean you're going to pay that much money?
Sure I am.
Gee, Mother, that's a lot of money.
Well, don't you worry. I'm getting a lot of money.
You are? Where?
Well, Well, I can't tell you yet. Later I will. Not to change the subject, Cokie, but do you remember a little girl at the orphanage, real red hair with two pigtails down her back and freckles all over her face?
Who?
A little girl about 15 or 16 years old, real red hair with two pigtails down her back and freckles all over her face.
Oh, Mrs. Astabelt.
Who?
Mrs. Astabelt, we used to call her. She always goes around saying her father and mother were very rich and they got a lot of money buried someplace. It's a joke she likes to play on people. Did she play it on you, too?
A joke?
Yeah, whenever somebody comes to visit the orphanage or adopt somebody, she always gets them alone and tells them about the money. Did she give you a piece of paper with the directions on it?
Yes, but I thought...
That's a good one on you, Mother.
It is?
Yeah, she always does that. Isn't she a scream?
Yeah.
We sure used to have a lot of laughs out of her. The way she does it, just like an actress.
Yeah. Well, that kind of changes everything, then.
What do you mean?
Well, the money I thought I was...
Gee, that's a lot of money for the banquet hall. They never used to rent it when Mrs. Ducky was there. Did you tell that to those people?
What people?
What's their names? The man and his wife?
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Craig. No, I didn't tell them that.
Well, tell them that. I guess they don't know the rules. We used to have it like a playroom and have a lot of fun there. Tell them that.
Well, all right. I guess I better. A joke, huh? Well, I've got to drive out there now. Oh, why don't you come with me and maybe you can...
Oh, no, Mother. I don't want to show up till the day of the party. Kind of like a surprise. You know, drive up in my car and hop out and throw the party.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess I better go myself then. You wait here till I come back, Cokie.
Okay, Mother. How's about something to eat, Laura?
Well, you were caught in that kitchen again, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Stealing food, weren't you?
Well, I was hungry, Mr. Craig.
Hungry? At 10:30?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you'd like to have a stir of tea between every meal. Is that what you want?
Well, I didn't have much breakfast.
It's the same breakfast all the others had.
Yes, sir, but it's not the same breakfast Mrs. Duffy used to...
I don't care a hoop about Mrs. Duffy. Mrs. Duffy ran this orphanage like a sociable until the trustees got wise to her. Every year she showed a big loss. Well, we're not doing that.
But all the other kids say...
I don't care what they say. Mrs. Craig and I are running this orphanage. This would be a fine place if we let you kids do anything you wanted.
We don't want to do anything, Mr. Craig. We just want to get the same meals we used to get.
You're getting plenty to eat, 3 meals a day.
It's not only the meals. The rooms are getting...
That'll be enough about out of you. Now, this is the second time we caught you in that kitchen. Just one more move like that. Just one more, and you'll be sorry. Now, you understand?
Yes, sir.
Who is it?
Mrs.
A. Oh, go on.
Come in, Mrs. A.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Excuse me. Well, hello, little boy. I guess he didn't see me.
Oh, that's one of our bad ones. Have to watch him like a hawk. Well, Mrs. Ace, how about it? You going to rent our banquet hall?
Well, that's what I came to talk to you about, Mr. Craig. I talked to Cokie about it, and he said...
Who?
Cokie, you know... you weren't here when I adopted him. Mrs. Duffy used to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said that Mrs. Duffy never used to rent the banquet hall. They used to use it for playing and having fun.
Yeah, and this place always showed a deficit at the end of the year when Mrs. Duffy ran it. But it doesn't show it now. If you want to throw the party, it'll cost you $25 for the rental of the hall, and that's final, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and you'll have to supply the food and whatever else you want. I believe you said something about presents for the kids.
Yes, we're going to give them some little presents. Mm. And I want Cokie to make a speech and some other entertainment. I'd like to have the children sing a song to Cokie, you know, like Happy Birthday to You, only they'll sing Happy Anniversary to You, because it's his second anniversary since he left here.
Yes, anything.
And I'll have to rehearse the children, you know, tell them when to sing it and
how. You can do it the day before the party. When do you want to have it?
Well, someday next week. When's a good day?
Oh, any day. All days are alike here.
Well, how about like a Saturday afternoon or...
Excuse me.
What did you do?
Hello?
Oh, I thought you did something.
Yes? Well, can't you handle it yourself? Oh, all right. I'll be there. Excuse me a minute, Mrs. Ace. I'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, please, lady. Will you take this letter and give it to the mayor?
What? Oh, no, now, don't you kids start that again.
Please, lady.
Aren't you the little boy that was just in here before when I came
in? Yes, I am. You've got to save us. Get this letter to somebody and have them do something about it. It's terrible here, the things they're doing. Take this letter, please, lady.
Oh, no, they caught me on that yesterday.
Please take it, hurry.
But I know all about it. I was here yesterday and that little girl played the same.
Take it and give it to somebody and have them do something, please.
Oh, well, just to make you humorous, I'll take it.
Thanks, lady.
You're welcome. Isn't it cute?
I gotta go now. They might find me here. Thanks, lady.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, these children and their jokes.
Hello, Mrs. E. How about it? Are you ready to make the payment on the hall?
Well, I haven't got the money with me, but I'll get it because Cokie's heart is set on the party, and if that's the best you'll do...
That's the best we can do in payment in advance.
Well, I'll talk it over with my husband and get the money and come back in a day or so, Mr. Craig. Goodbye, Vamp. Oh, the letter.
Letter?
What did I do with it? Oh, here it is. I dropped it.
Well, I'll pick it up. Is this it?
Yes, I promised I'd take it.
Did you forget to mail it?
Oh, no, it's nothing to mail. That little boy, the... Oh, well, it's just a joke, Mr. Craig. Well, goodbye, then. I'll see you later.
Well, Jane gave us a moment's fright there, but she did take the letter. We pick up the story and its complications when next we meet the Easy Aces.